Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Ping pong gives you crabs.
I'm like giggly and snorty today. I snorted a couple times.
I didn't hear it.
I'm usually not a snorter.
I think it's okay to snort. I mean, like, when you're laughing, not like snort drags.
I try to refrain from that.
Okay, good, great.
My whole life, always. I heard an annoying song on my way to work today. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I had to immediately
sing it or play it.
Oh, I'm just going to sing it real quick.
Well, I know it, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just flipping through my channels, and then this song came on, and maybe this wasn't the song, because this song doesn't bother me, so I guess it wasn't this song. I constantly have music in my head for no reason. I was in a good mood, or I am in a good mood. Maybe I should rephrase that. I have been in a good mood, and what was the song I just had in my head? Now I can't remember, because I have something else.
It was...
I'm a loser, baby, yeah. So why don't you kill me? And I'm like, what's wrong with me? I'm in a good mood.
Love that song.
But now the song that I have in my head is woohoo, dun it, dun it, dun it, woohoo.
I don't know the words.
I don't either.
But I know woohoo.
Yeah, but that's it. So that wasn't the stupid song, because I don't dislike that song. So I take it back. I am a big fat liar. But I did come across a stupid song and I immediately had to change it. Because like Ace of Base is that way with me. Aww, and love Ace of Base.
Well, I mean, I like that song. It brings back really good memories. So I'm not like a huge Ace of Base fan. But when it comes on, I'm like, oh, I remember those days.
Yeah. Whenever I hear Ace of Base, I'm like, crap. Now I'm going to have that song stuck in my head. And it's the worst thing ever. And it comes on Flush the Format sometimes.
Yeah.
And then never on Flush the Format, but my own personal hate, and I can't help it, Linkin Park. R.A.P. Chester Bennington, like, nothing against you. I hated the band way before this ever happened, but I don't like that band at all. And
they've got some hits.
Sure.
I couldn't tell you what they are.
Anybody can have a hit, though. I guess that's a lie. But I mean, think
all
about
lies
things
today.
I am full of crap. Do not quote me on anything. But Jeremy had recorded a version that Aaron Lewis, who's one of my faves, former lead singer of Stain, now he's doing more solo, but he recorded a version that Aaron Lewis did. And I was like, man, he sounds beautiful, but I can't. Because I just hate that song. So time they
strong
come on.
Feelings.
The reason is because I had a chance to meet them one time at a meet and greet. This was whenever I first got into radio, or my prequel to radio. This is what helped get me into radio. I was at a rock concert. I had just moved here. And I met the morning show guys, and I told them, I'm like, oh, I'm in radio classes too. Girl, I was a freshman. I was taking like radio announcing 101. But I met the guys from the morning show at this pre-party. They were really cool. It was Grego and Brian from 97.1. And they offered to let us go backstage and meet people. So I'm like, cool.
I want to meet.
Guess who was there?
Aaron Lewis?
Limp Bizkit.
Oh.
I was like, I want to meet Limp Bizkit. That's not going to happen. Okay, cool. Metallica. They're like, that's not going to happen. Well, who do I get to meet? Linkin Park. Nah. All right.
Aww.
So it was before I hated them. So I go and I do a meet and greet with Linkin Park. And I used to do a lot of meet and greets back then. Whatever. Slayer touched my boobs. But
let me just throw that out there. No one was asking. No one.
It's a completely different story. Whatever,
hey,
whatever.
Lacey, did someone touch your boobs? Okay,
it's
thanks.
That is not what it sounds like. But anyway, so we got a chance to meet them. And usually meet and greets, then you didn't have to pay for them. But it was small and intimate. It'd be like 20 people. You would go down the line and introduce yourself. We didn't really have like cell phones with cameras on it, or mm-hmm. people just went in that kind of way. If you did, they were crappy, whatever. Anyway, instead of it being any kind of intimate, nice affair, they were sitting at a table across from people. I guess you did have cameras. Whatever. Anyway, they were sitting across from people. You could not touch them. They were being rude to people in line. Like, they were talking crap about people that were ahead of me in line. And it's just like, yeah. And it's like, okay, I get if you have smart comments, because I have smart comments about everything. So I understand that. But shut the hell up
these
in front of people.
Fans.
Yes, these are the people that have made you a lot of money.
Pay you.
And they wouldn't take pictures with anybody. So what people would do is hold their phone up across the table and then take a picture of the one person with their phone. Because it wasn't a group. They're all sitting like this is a Q&A. And that's
terrible.
Whenever I turned on them.
Yeah. What a bad look.
I was like, this is the worst meet and greet ever. And I say I went to a lot. That was before I started going. So I think that was probably my first meet and greet.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to recover from that if I had someone that I liked and they had such a terrible, I don't know.
Yeah, that made me turn. If you meet somebody and
they disappoint you.
There's so many words that I can't say. I was like, oh, can't say that word. Butthead. they were being stupid idiots.
Oh my gosh, I love this inside joke. I was watching, it might have been Safe on Netflix, that series.
Yes, loved it.
I think it was that one. Anyways, they said stupid idiot and I started busting out laughing. It's in the middle of the night. I'm sitting in the dark with my husband. He's like, why is this so funny? I was like, because this is the best. It is so funny. This combination of words is so childish. Oh, so funny.
I always think whenever I think that, cross my arms, stupid idiot head. That's what I always think.
Oh my God, I love it so much. Way too much.
Anyway, that ended up getting me into radio because I met the guys from the morning show, kept in contact with them, and then ended up emailing them next semester and said, hey, my teacher wants me to take an internship, which was a lie because I was too young. But they gave me the interview. I got the job and then I had to go back to my professor. And I'm like, are you going to make me miss this opportunity because I don't have enough credits? And he didn't. And then the rest is history. Now I am a successful person in radio that does a podcast.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Wow.
My...
Your dreams came true.
We're about to get to the intros, but I was telling my lash lady yesterday about Kid Nation TV, and she was like, wow, you're going to be big on TV. And I was like, I'm going to be as big on TV as I am on the radio. Like, it's finally going to happen for me. It's all going to come together.
Your Dance Dance Revolution thing aired, and you look so good. You look so cute. I mean, you lost, but...
I'm a very cute loser. I'm a very sore loser, but thank you for saying I was
cute. Oh
my
God, you're adorable.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's a super clingy friend, but I'm not just talking about our relationship. Lacey has stuck with me through all my negativity and has shown me how to be positive just by being in a good place.
Another inside joke. I love it.
I've got to stop. No one else thinks I'm funny but you.
No, that's great. Are you kidding me? You crack me up all the time. Our text exchange yesterday, I'm like, damn it, Amy. You always have like the best comebacks ever. And emojis.
You're just the emoji game.
You're so strong in every aspect.
Thank
you just
you.
Have it going on.
All the compliments. I like these compliments.
She is a lot of things, a mother, a wife, an innovator in the kitchen, a bell-bottom enthusiast, a Dance Dance Revolution participant. But whatever you do, do not say that she is like me. Her name is not Lacey. It is
Amy Nichols. That is not what I meant earlier. Someone said that we're like each other, and we're not. I think this podcast works so well because we are not the same person.
I agree with you. I completely agree with you that we are not alike. We have a similar sense of humor.
Yes.
And that's why you and I get along together. But we are polar opposites. But what the conversation was something like, oh, we have food delivered. We might not have enough. You and Lacey can just share a plate because y'all are like the same person.
No.
Which I get the no on the sharing the plate because like, duh. I need more food than that. But it was so funny because your tone of voice was so offended and it was in front of Boss Man George. And I'm like, what's wrong with being compared to me? Like, it was like disgust.
That's not what I meant at all. And George even stopped me in the hall later that day. And he's like, did you and Lacey make up? Because he thought you were really mad at me for being offended, which I was not.
George doesn't know me at all then. Now I am offended because George does not know me. If he thinks I was actually mad. I just thought you're... And I know where you're coming from, so I was not offended at all. But your tone of voice did sound disgusted, which, of course, then...
Sorry.
Okay. Back to more yesterday. I am in a good place. But I'm also in a bad place right now. And I think that's why I thought that you sounded disgusted because... Okay, here's the big secret that I wasn't going to tell.
Are we talking about clingy?
Yeah. So... I let myself go, whatever it is, but it is. I'm going to quit complaining about it. That's why I put on an appropriate dress today.
You are not let go.
I thought you were going to say you're not going to quit complaining about it.
That's what That too. Sorry. Let me clarify.
I'm going to stop. But I put on this big dress yesterday, and it's just this big comfy t-shirt dress. But then I was like, man, you can kind of see my belly. And then like...
It just wasn't a... cinched dress. It wasn't a flattering dress. That's the cut of the dress. It was supposed to be boxy. That's what it was supposed to be. And you just didn't feel it. You weren't feeling it.
No, I watched it for the first time. I felt like maybe it was too short. And then I was like, man, I don't want, if I'm wearing a big dress, my belly better not be poking out of it because I don't want anybody to be like, is that a baby? Is that a food baby?
No.
I would be thinking if I'm like, where did that come? Anyway, whatever. Off the point or whatever that means. I'm doing so good. I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
Anyway, so right before I left, I was like, man, I need to like make sure my tummy's under control. So I went back to my bedroom and I got some Spanx panties. And
you're hating on this, and I have Spanx, and I love them. I love wearing them. I mean, not like all day, every day, but whenever they help, it's not a bad thing. I think a lot of women have them and wear them.
I'm not opposed to wearing Spanx. I don't have Spanx. I only have the like waist clincher, which I wore for my wedding, which was stupid because I was so uncomfortable. But I have that, and then I have these Spanx panties, but they don't really work as well as they should. They work a little bit, but I mean, like, Spanx, you can't breathe, you can't eat, you can't do anything. Spanx is working. This was just some Victoria's Secrets panties that I bought with a really high waist. So anyway, I'm not opposed to that whenever you need it, but my butt needs to be doing something else besides trying on Spanx panties every day to just keep it in. You know, if I've reached that point, whatever. So I'm wearing this dress, I'm wearing my Spanx panties, and it was a major fail because I'm walking to the bathroom and I'm holding my dress out as I'm walking. And Mike Morris, radio DJs, Mike Morris sees me and he's like, what are you doing? And I was just like, oh, I'm wearing Spanx panties because I put on weight and I don't want my belly to show. And now I have static cling to my panties. So my dress is clinging to my panties. So then like, what's the point of the Spanx anyways? And he's just like, oh my God.
You share too much. You didn't have to say any of that. Just say, there's some static clinging. That's all you need to say. You don't need to mention your panties at all.
And then it gets even worse. And then he said, well, I'm surprised that you're wearing that because it's normally so cold in your room. And I said, oh, don't worry. I brought a leather jacket. It's for warmth, but it's also to cover up my arms because my arms are getting a little big too. And then I talked about how, at least you're not calling me old. Is what I said. And I talked about how we had mentioned that before on the podcast. And I told him because I get why he said that. And like, I don't say these things because I need a compliment. I don't need a compliment because if you give me a compliment, I'm going to argue with you. So it really doesn't matter. But, and I'm not even bad. I'm down here and I like to be down here. Like, I don't need anybody to lift me up with your compliments and your good words.
You just want to use them for therapy, I think. You just need to talk to him a little
bit. I just need, because I wasn't offended whenever he just said, well, you're getting older and it's harder to lose weight.
Gosh. I would say he's going to start charging you for therapy, but I mean, that was not the best thing to say.
What happened to my life coach? And then another nasty, gross thing, because I just, this is my therapy right now. Another nasty, gross thing that I have going on. I'm sorry. My armpits are gross.
No, stop.
I can't help it. I'm going to go to the doctor or dermatologist.
They're not gross. They're irritated.
They're irritated. And I was in Austin over the weekend with Jeremy, and I was telling him, like, one of them hurt because I think it was just dry. And I have ointment, but I'm out of it. Whatever. I've been putting...
Whatever. Slayer touch my boob. Every time you say whatever, I would say Slayer touch my boob.
I just feel like that's the story that I have to put out there whenever I'm like, I used to meet Van sometime.
Oh my God.
Not intimately, besides the boob touch. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not a groupie. I've never been with anybody famous.
I'm sorry. I'm way off track. I did it again to you. I'm sorry.
So my armpit was hurting and Jeremy was like, well, I think you need to go to the doctor again, see if they say anything else. I can put some stuff on your armpit if you want me
so
to.
Sweet.
He was going
what a
to
nice offer.
Lotion my armpit. But he also told me, because we're getting ready to go out, and then I grab the deodorant and I'm putting deodorant on. He's like, I don't think you need to put deodorant on it. So now I'm not wearing deodorant.
Good
I'm
move.
Just washing my pits.
That's
and
good.
Putting it's, ointment on it.
This is temporary, and everyone experiences things like this. But, you're not gross.
But now I feel like a sweaty mess, and I'm constantly smelling myself.
Well, and you're making other people smell you.
I made you smell me several times today. Not my pits, but just smell me.
Yeah,
because
like a rotation of the nose and a circular motion in your general direction, and I didn't pick up on anything. So I think you're good.
Am I gross?
No, I told you.
Is this a disgusting episode?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, well, I have one more thing. So
I'm not done.
I was at my parents' on Friday, and my little niece, Heaven, she has had similar issues. And so I was showing her, I've been wearing tank tops, whatever. I just try to keep my arms down. And up until now, I've been deodorized, so I haven't been that paranoid about it. But I was showing her, I was like, look, sweetie, it happens to me too. It's no big deal. Well, I caught her later. She was like kind of staring at me. And I said, what, baby, does it look bad? And she is the sweetest girl. That girl cannot tell a lie. And she's like, yeah, it looks kind of bad. And my response to her, and I don't know why, it was just automatic. I said, do you want to lick it?
Now, it's not a normal reaction. It's truly not. But I have heard it before. My daughter, when she was a toddler, she used to say this all the time. It was her go-to. I don't know if she was nervous or I'm not sure why this was her go-to, but she would always ask, can I lick it? Whether it was something on the ground or something new she was trying to figure out, or I don't know. I really don't know why that was her go-to, but it was a joke. So that's what we would always say. And it's a quote that Josh made his wallpaper on his phone, just Morgan licking things. I mean, it was just like, it was a big deal.
See, you would let her lick it? You're like, sure, go
ahead. I mean, if it was okay, sure, why not? I mean... When they're little, sensory the is like how they learn anyway. So I was like, I'm not going to stunt her growth.
What's the weirdest thing that she licked?
Oh, gosh, this is so long ago. She's 14 now. I can't think of a good example. I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's just funny. So Maddox said that your front door smelled like syrup. If Morgan was a little girl and she said, can I lick it? Would you let her lick the
Absolutely.
Front door?
Absolutely. Yeah. Front door's clean. There's no diseases or anything weird she'd pick up from that.
Just to clarify, Heaven did not lick my pit. I did not know why. I mean, just because I was being funny. That's the only reason why. But it was just like without hesitation, do you want to lick it? And she's like, ew, no. And so then that was kind of the joke of the night. Do you want to lick my pit? But I've done silly, inappropriate stuff with her that I had to go back and tell her, like, don't ever do this with anybody else. Like, I will lick her face.
That's weird. Okay, there's something going on here. Maybe you're learning.
I'm learning.
Sensory.
And it's just because she doesn't want it, you know? So I'll give her a kiss. And then, like, if she doesn't expect it, I'll, like, lick the tip of her nose. And then she's like, ew, don't lick me.
You get a good reaction. And it's for laughs.
Yeah. And whenever she was younger, I would, like, stick her fist in my mouth or stuck on her finger or something, just to be silly, just to be silly. Well, then she would do it back to me, and it'd be like, you know, who could do it first? So she came up to me and she'd be all sweet, and then all of a sudden she's sucking on my finger, and then I realized
this is
wow. Yeah, sweetie, me and you can do this to each other, but don't you ever do that to anybody else. Is that weird?
Well, I did tell you, I think before, that whenever me and my older brother were babysitting Millie, who's younger than both of us, we would play this game, so stupid, and he would close his eyes and I'd stick things in his mouth and he'd try to figure out what it was. He'd like lick it, chomp down on it, you know, stupid. We're bored kids at home. Anyway, so I thought it was a good idea to stick my toddler little girl's little sister's finger in his mouth to see if he could figure out what it is. And he ended up chomping on it like really hard and she ended up crying. So I don't know. I mean, maybe you just have a childlike brain. I don't know.
That would explain so much.
You're just fun. That's it.
That was, it's silly stuff, but I did have to tell her, don't you dare do that to anybody else after I realized she's sitting on the couch sucking on my fingers.
Good.
She was
good
littler backup. Then, more little. She was younger then. Now she's grossed out by it. She even told mom, Mom, Lacey licked my face again. I'm like, quit being a tattletale. You're fine. So, you have something to tell me. You said something happened this weekend,
yes,
right?
Yes. So, it was tax-free weekend, getting ready for back to school. We got everything we needed the entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We shopped all days. Not all day, but every day we shopped. We finished up. We were headed home. And we're in the car, and there was a bunch of brake lights in front of us. And people stopping. And so we are trying to pass slow and we realize that there's this giant thing in the road and we see it's a giant turtle as we're finally passing it. And so Josh is like, oh my God, it's going to get hit. He wants to save this giant turtle. So he turns around and he comes back. And by the time we get back, someone had already stopped and blocked it from the front. And Josh pulls around. It's in the far right lane.
Mm-hmm.
So Josh pulls up behind him. And so we're blocking it from both sides. He puts on the hazard lights. I'm so good at telling stories.
You're doing great. Keep going.
And he gets out to help this other guy. He pops the hatchback, the guy in front of us, and gets out this box. And he's trying to block this giant. I'm telling you, he's like a foot by a foot. He's like 30 pounds. He's huge. And so he's blocking the turtle from going into oncoming traffic. And Josh is about to reach down and grab it. And it like turns and snaps at him. So, ta-da, it's a snapping turtle.
Aw. Yeah. I was wondering if it was going to be a snapping one.
Really? I've never seen one before. Oh, my God. It was so ugly.
Because I would think that you could pick it up and take it. But then I know that there are snapping turtles. So, I wouldn't know, like, if you touch it and it snaps. Or if you just get near it,
yeah,
it starts snapping.
Oh, when he tried to get near it, it, like, reached around and got. And he was fast. I figured, like, a turtle would be super slow. But, you know, from the tortoise and the hare story. Anyway, so he's not going to endanger himself. So he called 911 because he thought it was important to call and let him. It was not an emergency. Why not just call? Just Google animal control. I don't understand. Like, whatever. The kids want to see everything. And they're like getting up, unbuckling. Getting up, trying to see what's happening. They even want to follow him out. I'm like, no, there's traffic. We're going to get hit. I'm so stressed out that we're going to get in an accident. And I'm like, no, sit down, buckle up. You know, I'm trying to video it so I can show them later. I don't want anyone to be in danger. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Anyway, so.
That's smart. I support that. You don't want your kids on the highway.
Yeah.
That's good parenting right there.
I didn't need to say it, but I felt like I was funny. So I did. And I was like, Dad is worth more than all of us dead, so let him take care of it. Because really, it's true. If I went out there and tried to help, I know that with insurance, I'm not worth as much as he is. So sit down, kids. Your dad's worth more dead.
Jeremy and I make those comments to each other all the time. But it sucks because he's worth more dead than I am. Oh. I'm worthless in life and in death.
I know, me too. I feel the same way. Oh. Anyway, so we waited for him to show up, and they, I'm guessing animal control is not worried about getting there in a hurry. So they figure out how to scoot him into the box, and they carry him off the road, and yay, they saved a turtle. You know, Josh was so proud of himself. But this guy in front of us, when he had the hatchback open and we were waiting for someone to show up, there was like this dinosaur pack of toilet paper. And it's just embarrassing. Like, really, do you need that much? It was ginormous, the biggest thing of toilet paper I've ever seen. And he's like telling Josh, he's like, yeah, my wife's waiting on me, and she's not going to believe this. And, you know, I got to take a picture so she knows I'm not dilly-dallying. And I'm like, well, is she waiting for the toilet paper? like, what's the big deal that you have to have photographic evidence of what you're doing and why you're not home with the giant size of toilet paper?
If you have toilet paper in that abundance, I would think that you're just scared of running out. Not that you got down to your very last drop. You left your wife on the toilet, and now you're coming home with the biggest thing of toilet paper ever, so it'll never happen again.
Yeah. So, anyways, this is the point where the kid said, I'm uncool. So Josh gets back in the car. He's talking himself up. Yeah, you know, look at this picture. I got a good one before we walked away, whatever. He's like, would it be funny if he snapped my hand? And I don't think it's funny, but he just, you know, was talking with the kids, goofing off. And the kids are like, yeah. And what if he like kept on going and went all the way down to your elbow? Are you picturing it? Are you picturing the hand going directly into the turtle, like a 90 degree angle? And then I guess I took it too far. And I said, yeah. And then your hand goes out the turtle's butt, and the quiet. Absolute quiet. No one thought I was funny. Just the comment, mom, not funny. Uncool. So not cool. I was like, I was just joining in on the fun. I'm trying to save your life to make sure you don't die. And talking about butts, that's cool with kids, right?
Yes. Gosh. I'm cracking up. I support that joke full-heartedly.
Anyways, that's it. That's my weekend. I'm uncool and I'm worried about people's safety. It's the worst.
So, weirdest animal that's ever snapped at me? A donkey.
Really?
I was riding a donkey. Jeremy and I went to Guadalupe. No, that's
Tijuana,
not it.
Tijuana, right?
Big Bend.
Oh, okay.
We went to Big Bend and camped there a while ago. And then you can like cross right into Mexico and go get something to eat. And then you cross the Guadalupe and then ride a donkey there into town, which is like so quick, and then ride the donkey back. Well, on the way back, we didn't have the escort that like walked us down there, so the donkeys just know the way to go, which was super scary because I'm like, yeah. I hope this donkey just keeps going. Well, this donkey ends up like veering off to the side and just stayed there.
Do you have reins?
We don't have I guess I did have reins, but they gave me something to whip him with if I needed to. And so I whipped the donkey and he turned around and was like snapping at me. So I just sat there and then
just let him take me wherever.
And then they were taking more tourists back in a truck, and this little kid hopped out and helped us because you have to know like how to do it. But I had a donkey snap at me. Also, if you're curious where I get my toilet paper from, I also buy my toilet paper in bulk. But I order it on Amazon, and it's just because I don't feel like messing with it.
Yeah.
This is not an ad. I don't feel like messing with it. Whenever I order stuff from Amazon and I'm running low, I just go ahead and get a bulk of that and have it sent. Well, I was out of town one time and I got a delivery. So I had to tell my neighbor, will you please pick that up for me? And it's a big old box. And so her uncle is at her house. She's gone. Her uncle's at the house. And he was like, well, let me help you bring these boxes over. And he's carrying it. And of course it's light. It's huge, but it's light.
Yeah.
He's like, well, what's in this box? And I was like, oh, it's just toilet paper. Are you too embarrassed to go to the store and buy toilet paper? I was like, absolutely not. I mean, dude, I buy tampons. Like, you think I'm embarrassed about toilet paper? No way. And so for some reason they were discussing it later because he was just really baffled by it. Her uncle's a little bit older, but he's like, I have no idea why they order their toilet paper from Amazon. And her boyfriend goes, Well, it's because Jeremy likes specialty toilet paper. And I'm like,
is that true?
No. No, he does not. But he is very particular about a lot of things.
But not toilet paper.
No, we have a brand that we buy, Charmin Ultra. But I mean, it's
strong?
Not. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
the red.
The red, red, yeah.
It's my fave.
That's what we buy. So, I mean, yeah, we're particular about that. We're brand loyal. But other than that, no, he doesn't buy specialty toilet paper.
I wonder why he... They think he's so snooty about toilet paper.
Because he is so particular about a lot of things. I mean, he is an REI only guy.
If someone asks me questions, I don't just make stuff up. I know. I'm just like, oh, what are you doing?
He likes his specialty toilet paper. Like, what the hell do you think we're wiping our butts with?
It's made of gold leaf.
We do like the finer things in life. So... Jeremy and I, we've both been really busy. He's been gone. I've been gone. He didn't go with me to Boston. So last minute, he decided we're just going to go out of town for the day. We decided to go to Austin and spend the night there, have fun, eat food, pretty much another food vacation, have some fun, and come back.
The so best it was really, kind.
It was really super quick. But we did something on the way that if you have not done before... You're going to want to do.
Okay. It's near Austin?
It's on the way. It's in Waco.
Okay. Oh, did you go to Magnolia?
I don't know what that is.
Oh. Okay.
We went to the Mammoth National Park.
Oh, I don't think I've even heard of it.
So it's this woolly mammoth park. Actually, it's a different kind of mammoth. They were woolly and then something else. I can't remember what it was called. But they found a tribe of mammoths there. Some guy found this bone. This was way back in the day.
Yeah.
Found this bone and wasn't sure what it was. He was a former Boy Scout and knew, like, this is a special bone. Don't just go get rid of it. And he brought it to Baylor over there and had them study it. And it ended up being a mammoth bone.
Really?
So they go back and they look, and there's this whole tribe of them. Well, I didn't realize because I'm no paleontologist. They said, like, give me a couple years. I'm going to dig this up. It's going to be fine. And then they found a whole tribe of them. Well, it's been taking place ever since then. I would think, like, if I found a discovery, I'm going to be all over that in that now, digging it up. But you have to be so slow and take time. Built this dig museum or something. I don't know what you call it. But anyway, around it. So you actually... You go through the park for a minute and then you go inside and you can still see it's still in process.
Wow.
And you go in and you look.
Or do they let you participate? Probably not, because you have to be experts to do that kind of thing. Or there are parts that are not as cool and they like kids kind of dig or brush
no,
or anything?
Aww. Not that I was there for. Now, there was a paleontologist that was working whenever we were there. Like, we had a guide. You have to have a guide to go in. We had a guide who, like, answered all of our questions. They had a big mural on the wall so you can see how big they really are.
Yeah. How cool.
The fact that they died, they don't know exactly how they died. They're guessing, like, there was a flood or something that kind of got them and then they couldn't get out. There was, I don't remember if there was an elephant with them or not. There was, I don't know, whatever. I forget.
Whatever. Slayer takes my boo.
Go and you'll figure it out. should have been paying better attention. But then they have a paleontologist that was there working and they were like, does anybody want to leave or do you want to listen to the paleontologist? And so everybody stayed and then Jeremy and I scooted out the side. And then after we left, I felt a little guilty. Like, I really wish I would have listened.
Well,
I was curious because I didn't know why it took them so long. Like, are you being lazy and you didn't do something? And then that's whenever Jeremy's telling me, no, you use toothbrushes and you use this, which we saw a lot of dig tools. I said dig. A lot of dig tools.
What are you supposed to say?
Nothing. I said dig. I was just clarifying. That is what I said. But I wish I would have stayed, but we were so ready to get to Austin, though, because it's still quite a drive, and we didn't get out there until a little bit later.
Well, I've been wanting to go to Waco also. Like, I've been to Austin for weddings and other events. I've never actually been to Austin to experience Austin. But also, I want to go to Waco for Magnolia, which is Chip and Joanna Gaines's like marketplace or whatever. So I have lots of things that I want to do in Waco. So maybe we'll take the kids. I wonder if they have any hikes around there. Did you see any like trail maps or anything?
I did not.
It'd be so fun to go see.
Yeah, but it was cool. I thought you and the kids, I mean, they're in a park, so I'm sure there is some walking around, but I don't know. We just went straight there and then came out. Jeremy also bought a National Parks passport book where you get stamps from all the parks that you go to,
oh,
which sucks because we've been to so many of them, and now he's got one, but he's wanted one for so long. And he was telling somebody, he was asking some guy there about his passport book and everything. And I made a note in my phone, passport book, that'll be a good Christmas present. He'd actually like. And then he went inside and bought one. I was like, damn.
Thanks.
Yeah, never mind. Let me X that out.
But we did that on the way. And then the hotel that we stayed in was really cool. It's a old historic hotel. There's also hotels. Now I'm just repeating myself, that are historic. They're on some sort of like historic map. The place we stayed in outside of Big Bend before we went camping called Gage Hotel, that's one. And I don't know what qualifies it as historic, except for that I guess it's old and they like mark it historic. So I'm just stupid.
Maybe like a special event happened there or something, maybe? Or
I don't know. Maybe it's like untouched. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's been updated and stuff, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it. It's good. It's historic. I believe you.
I'm trying to explain what makes it historic. I have no idea. But this place is also said to be haunted. Oh. So it was owned by some guy. I don't know his name, but his last name's Driscoll. It was the Driscoll Hotel. He built it in the 1800s something. There's an old bank vault there. Well, there was a little girl to a senator that was playing on the staircase, lost her ball, fell and died. So supposedly this little girl haunts this. This was in the 18-somethings. Yeah. RIP. It's been a long time, though. Is that said?
No, you're fine. Okay. I just want to know if the little girl haunted you.
No, I had no hauntings. But then there's also two brides.
That died?
Who committed suicide in room 525 in the bathtub.
Two different brides, two separate times.
20 years apart.
That's crazy.
And they also say that the owner haunts the hotel and you can smell his cigar sometimes. And then you walk inside and they have these creepy paintings and they're not intentionally creepy. They're like old school creepy. Like, you know how you might see an old oil painting of somebody back in the day and like no matter where you turn, looks like they're looking at you.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of that
vibe.
They have a creepy vibe to it. Yeah. And so I'm reading all about it and they're like, as soon as you walk into the hotel, there's all this ominous, creepy artwork. And like, you're already a little bit scared. There's no need for this art. So I walk in and immediately I'm looking and Jeremy's like, you're checking out the creepy art, aren't you? Damn right I am.
Yeah. That's what I pay for.
But, I picked up two new habits while I was in Austin. We went to, I was going to say a story, but that's not there's some really well-known music place there. I don't remember the name of it because I'm not that familiar with Austin.
Like a studio of some kind?
Like a club. Antone's is what it is. And they always have up-and-coming artists or like famous artists would play there before they got famous. So Jeremy really wanted to go to Antone's. Well, we go there and it's no longer a music club. It is a paddleboard club.
Oh, my God.
Paddleball.
Is that your new hobby?
Yes.
Playing paddleball?
Yes.
Are you good at it?
So we stop, and I'm like, oh, look, they have shirts that say Antone's. I guess this is the right place, because Jeremy wasn't sure if that was it. And so I was like, well, let's go inside and play. This place has got to make a killing, because you pay for either 30 minutes or an hour. And it's slightly more for an hour, but I'm like, man, we don't play. So let's just do 30 minutes and see what happens. And then we can go from there.
I bet you'd break a sweat super fast.
So we play.
You beat him. No.
The very first time I hit a ball, Jeremy goes, you have never played ping pong before in your life, have you? Which is not true. I played Wii a lot, but I've never just done it in person.
Yeah, it's not quite the same.
So here's the way I do sports. If a ball is coming at me, I hit it with force. I was about to say fierce. I hit it with force.
It's not just that. Like, when we were doing Dance Dance Revolution, you were stomping the mat so hard. It's just you're like all in. You were fully committed.
Yes.
You are a dedicated everything person.
So I'm hitting it. And if you play ping pong, you just gently have to hit it.
Tapping.
Yeah.
Gentle
but I'm
tap.
Like, and then if it comes near me, I'm not even like swinging in the right direction. I'm just like,
that's
you would a fly. Like, bam.
That's me.
Balls are flying everywhere. I'm hitting people next to me, which we were next to some really cool guys. And I kept apologizing. And I'm like, man, I'm so sorry. Dude, it's cool. We're having fun. They had people who came by and picked up the balls. You don't even have to pick up the balls yourself. Yeah.
Was Jeremy really embarrassed by you?
No. Oh, no. He thought it was hilarious. He was like, what is wrong with you? So we're going to get a ping pong table.
Oh, my gosh.
We're
going to. So fun.
We're
going to
clean out the garage.
Gosh, I'm going to stink so bad, though. Oh, I'm inviting myself. I didn't know if
you're coming. No. You're coming. And then even better than that, I mean, we just had a blast. Then Jeremy tells me later, he's like, I really wish we would have stayed longer and played, which I would have been more than happy to. I just thought we never play ping pong, so I don't want to commit to an hour.
Are you going to put it in the garage?
You can fold it up.
So
yes.
Okay.
We need to clean out the garage because he has all of his hordes of crap in there. So we need to go through that.
This is a process. It's going to happen. I believe in you, but there might be some fights getting to that point. That's all I'm saying. So get ready.
Well, we go to dinner the other night for my girlfriend's birthday, and we're talking about ping pong. I also ended up with a couple of ping pongs in my purse. So,
thief!
I didn't put them there.
With the people getting the balls, accidentally
sure.
put them in your purse?
I mean, I'm not going to point any fingers because I don't want to call somebody else a thief, but I'm just going to say I did not personally put them there myself, but I also did not prevent them from being there.
Whoa.
So I have these ping pong balls, and I'm out at dinner with my friends. And we were talking about this, and one of my couple friends was like, we have a ping pong table, and we don't want it. It has a messed up net.
Get out.
Yeah. So we're going to go get that, fix the net, and then be good to go.
Oh, fun. I only want to play against you, though. Every time I play anything sport-related with Josh, he nails it. He's amazing, and I just look like a turd. And I don't want to look like a turd. I want to feel good about myself.
Jeremy was good, and even as he's like running to get my balls, because we didn't care if you double tapped or whatever, double hit on the table, or if it went off the side, if it bounced up and you could still hit it, it was fine. So he's like chasing my balls everywhere. So at some points he would like do the, what is it? Bend over, look, see, like hit, like through his legs. He looked so legit.
That's skill.
And I mean, he wasn't like quote unquote great, but he definitely didn't suck.
Yeah.
His skill level was like decent and mine was a very beginner.
Okay, so note to self, don't play Jeremy either.
It was just fun.
Yeah, it's fun, but I'm so competitive. And the problem is I'm competitive, but I'm not good at things. So I just get mad basically anytime I try to do anything. So yeah, we're trying to teach Maddox how to play tennis late last school year. And I was the first one to take Maddox, and we were on the courts, and I'm not good, but I'm teaching someone who doesn't know anything. So we're doing okay. We're doing okay. And then Josh shows up after work and just nails everything. And he's like, hey, do you want to, before I had to go back home and start dinner, Josh wanted to know if I wanted a game against him. And I just look stupid on the, I'm never going with him ever again, everywhere, anywhere. Ever. I'm so mad. I'm so flustered. I can't say anything right.
Well, it does suck whenever somebody is so good at something.
No, just naturally.
Like, stop. Don't be good at everything.
Yeah, he didn't even play tennis in high school or middle school or anything. Just, you know, those PE 6 weeks courses or whatever. And he's just great at it.
Yeah, you need to calm down with your good at everything skills.
Yeah. Go break a foot.
That would make you really mad, though.
It would. I don't mean it.
Second habit that I picked up.
Okay.
You know how we have the bike share programs here. I know in Fort Worth you can rent bikes, but then in Dallas they have those lime green bikes that people are complaining because you leave them everywhere. I don't know if you have to pay to rent them or if they're free. I really don't know. Well, in Austin, we see people riding around on scooters. On the little, this is like a scooter with both feet standing up, like a skateboard scooter, I guess. Okay. But they're not doing their foot to make them go. You might see them do it like once. So it's obviously motorized.
It's not the one wheel that JC's got.
No.
Okay. I think I picture it.
I mean, for us, whenever we were kids, it would just be a scooter. But then you use your one foot to like get off, and it has the regular wheels, but this one's motorized. So these are all over town, and we see people riding them everywhere. And so we asked somebody, like, what? Finally, I saw it's $1 to start.
Get out.
So I'm like, all right. So I asked people, and they're like, yeah, it's our ride share program. It's $1 to start. Then it's like 15 cents a minute or something so insignificant after that. So I was telling Jeremy, I want to ride one. And it's this process to get it. You do have to download an app, put a card on an app, and then do it. That's it. But I mean, for us, considering we're probably never going to do it again, it's not a big deal. We rented that after brunch before we went home and rode around town, and it was so much fun.
I have to say, I know you enjoy this so much because you're coming from the previous weekend walking 24 miles, and this weekend you didn't walk at all. You just scooted around all around the city.
It was fantastic. You have to ride on the roadways. They have the brake just like you would on a bike. Mm-hmm. They have the little go button. You do have to follow, like, you're supposed to wear a helmet. We didn't wear a helmet, whatever.
Safety first.
And nobody else wore a helmet either. I mean, it's fine. But it was so much fun. Girl, I'm just riding the whole time with a smile on my face. And at first, Jeremy wasn't going to rent one with me. And I was like, it's fine. Let me just, you know, ride around for a minute. I'll drop it back off and then we can go. Well, he decided to go ahead and rent one.
Yes.
And then he loved it. But then he's all cocky and he's going like a lot faster than me. And he's like, oh, well, I'm maxing out on my speed. Don't you want to go fast? I still have that fear of I'm breaking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, babe, remember last time I wanted to go fast? That's whenever I broke my foot on your face. So I wasn't going as fast as him, but it was so much fun.
Are y'all going to get one?
I want one. I don't know that we would get one.
I wonder how much they are. I'll have to Google it. But it sounds like fun.
Yes. I mean, there's zero exercise benefits, health benefits to riding around on this. But
maybe
it was just
balancing,
it was fun.
You know, working out your core, trying to stand up straight.
No, because it was easy. There was nothing, no concentration at all on this. It was great.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was so much
fun. Too. Mammoths and scooters. I'm down.
And ping pong.
Yeah. I don't know.
And Cheetos dinner.
Oh, gosh.
And camping.
Yeah, we need to camp too.
Yes.
It's almost fall.
I
think we're like 5 weeks away, maybe six. I can't remember.
It feels good. So, I mean, we'll have this in our future.
Yeah, for sure.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
Yay,
what a fun weekend.
Us. It's going to be great. So we did have more stuff planned, but we talked too much.
Yeah.
Which is great. Both of us. Not
I
just
know.
Me.
I talked. Are you proud?
Sometimes I feel like, shut up, Lindsay. You're talking way too much. But we talked a lot. So we'll be coming back next week and talk about some millennial problems that we have. Mm-hmm. Some millennial problems that our grandparents never had to face. But before we go, we did our taste test.
Yes, of my hot dog fried rice.
So it was so funny because I was at the hot dog place that I love in Austin, Frank, and I was so happy to be there. And I've talked about this place every time anybody goes to Austin. I'm like, you need to check this place out. So I'm sitting there at my hot dog place and I'm texting you. I'm like, oh my God, I'm here. Hot dogs, hot dogs. And you're like, well, I hope you're ready for some more. And then I ended up seeing the poll later on Instagram. So yeah, you made your hot dog fried rice.
I did.
For the family.
I did. And I let you try it.
Yes. So we did a taste test. But as we were walking into the studio, a brand new up and coming podcast was getting ready to record, and they wanted some, so we invited them in to come in and have a bite. So I'm going to end on that clip. It's going to be a little long. It's not my little 30-second woohoo. That sounds like anything else that we talked about during the day, but that's going to be it.
Yeah, well worth hearing the review.
Yeah, so it sounds like we're over, but we're not over. We're going to go ahead and outro, and then there's even more. Then there is bonus Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips content with food.
It's like, What About Bob? Is that a movie that you've never seen?
Yes, but you quote it all the time.
Yeah, it's like, Bob, he's never gone. That's what it's like.
So thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave us a comment and all that fun stuff. Thank you for listening. Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening again. Oh, and there's more. And stay tuned.
Historic.
So, Amy, master creator in the kitchen.
I don't know about all that.
Very inventive with her food, delivered the dish today.
Yes, I did not come up with this recipe myself. Like I said, I Googled cheap, easy recipes, and I found this on Delish. So, I brought it. It was an okay hit with the fam.
What is it?
It is hot dog fried rice.
Mm.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
And it's so funny because I texted you from a hot dog joint over the weekend and was like, I'm in my favorite place. And you were like, get ready for hot dogs on Monday. So I'm really excited that you brought this.
Yeah. I think that you will tolerate it.
How did your family feel about it?
They put sauce on it. So it's like a cover up, I think. But I can't blame them. I did the same thing.
What
I like
kind of sauce?
Like, oh, shoot.
Sriracha?
No, it's like
ketchup?
A
cane sauce?
Chick-fil-A
mustard?
Oh,
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Mayo. Mm.
The tartar sauce? The TSO. Tsao?
Tsao. Yeah. I don't know if that's how you say it. Yeah, do you pronounce every syllable? Because I did. Every word. Every letter.
That's what we use.
Okay, so you and I are going to taste test each other's food. I also brought in another dish. This is not weird, but it depends on how you feel about mixing everything together. It is a little bit of everything. It's a chicken, watermelon, cucumber salad with feta cheese. And then as we were walking in, what is the name of you guys' podcast?
This is our first promo.
Get it, girl.
Oh, my God. Hello, I'm Anna.
I'm Alicia.
And we have a new podcast called
On Cloud Wine.
So they were coming in the studio to record their podcast. That was super cute. I'm sorry. I didn't acknowledge it. Good job, y'all. I'm very excited for this podcast.
For more, you can check out our podcast. What?
Yes. What?
Well, we haven't recorded it yet.
Well, it's in progress.
Yes.
It'll be up soon.
Okay. Available soon.
So as we were walking in to record this little quickie, taste this, taste that bit, y'all were walking in as well. And you're like, well, I want a bite. So we're all in here together. So we're all going to give our review of Amy's hot dog fried rice. Yay! I'm going first.
Yeah. And Lacey's watermelon salad.
Chicken, cucumber.
I'm so excited because being in the living room with y'all
salad.
And your food, it always smells so good.
Yes.
And I saw an opportunity to taste your food for free, so I took it.
I usually just follow free food anyways, so it's fine.
Okay.
No, so you shouldn't have. It's fine.
Tell me what all is in this.
Carrots, peas, onion, rice, soy sauce, sesame oil, hot dog. I think that. Oh, and chives.
My mouth is watering.
Cooked
and you
hot
didn't,
dog.
But you didn't put any sauce on it for us.
No, just a soy sauce. So no, I'm not covering it up like my family did.
I'm getting a big bite.
I'm surprised
since I can't
Amy,
double
you
dip.
Love sauces. I know I do. Well, I didn't want to like drown in, so I really want y'all to know.
That's a big bite.
I don't want to double dip.
Save some for the rest of us.
Tastes good.
Ooh,
it's not bad.
I don't know if I believe that.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
There's a long hesitation.
It tastes good. Well, I was trying to see how much of it was hot dog flavored. The hot dog was not overbearing because I thought I'd be taking a bite of hot dog.
Yeah.
The hot dog was not overbearing.
Yeah. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if I'll make it again, but it's something that I've tried and now I know. Thanks.
All right, Anna.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so excited because fried rice is one of my favorite foods.
Ew.
And Amy's cooking is also my favorite. I love it.
Yay!
I want it.
Are you serious or are you just being the most positive person ever?
I love putting the like hot dog in like my mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. Like just like in the exact same manner. So having it in fried rice, which is like a different one of my favorite foods, is just I don't know why I didn't think of it.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Anna says it's a win.
Woo-hoo! I love it. Feel free to bring me more.
Now, Alicia has been talking trash about this recipe for days now, so I know she won't have anything nice to say.
Why have you been talking trash about it?
I just really don't like hot dogs.
Well, it's so funny.
I really don't like hot dogs.
This woman's diet consists of ramen noodles.
Because I'm too broke for anything else. And it was ramen noodles because I was living alone. And then my husband came here, and now he's cooked every single meal for me. So
he's a chef.
Yeah, so
well, some of us aren't that lucky. Cheap, then hot dogs right up your alley.
You know what? There's only one slice of hot dog in here.
Oh, that's not on me. They ordered a hog and the hot dog.
Can I skip it?
Oh,
and let you have it, and I'll just test the other stuff.
I've already eaten it, so I don't.
Well,
know.
Well, I'm still gonna skip the hot dog.
So you're eating the hot dog fried rice without the hot dog. So you're just eating fried rice. Cheater. Yeah, how's that fried rice?
Oh, delicious. Mm. Great job, Amy.
Oh, thanks.
You can have the hot dog, though. Go ahead.
Alicia, you have to eat the hot dog.
No, I don't.
You have to.
No.
What do you why would you not eat
Peer
the hot
pressure.
Dog?
I'm grown.
You're one of, like, five children. How are you not raised on hot dogs?
I just don't like hot dogs.
Just take it.
I don't have to.
You have to.
No.
You have to. It's okay. I feel you, Alicia. I hate goldfish, and if somebody put a goldfish.
I'm a grown woman. Okay. I will not take this peer pressure from you, Lacey. You eat it.
I already had some.
Well, good. Then have another.
I had hot dogs voluntarily over the weekend. It was delicious. Okay. So next dish I was just bringing so Amy had something to eat.
I'm so excited.
I would name all the ingredients, but I already did. It's chicken, cucumber, watermelon, feta. It's super watery, though. I keep on having to drain it because the watermelon is watery, hence the name. I don't know. So I keep on draining it.
All right, here I go.
Hear that crunch?
It's really good.
You like? It was just different. I can't say that it's my favorite dish, but I thought that everything complemented each other well.
What kind of seasoning does it have? Is there any kind of like thyme or something in there?
Oh, there's mint and there's basil.
Mint.
Yeah, mint and
that's
basil.
What it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that combination. My turn.
I made this for my grandmother, and the rest of the day she kept burping up watermelon, and she was like, oh yeah, that's why I don't like watermelon, because old people can get that indigestion real bad, you know?
Well, it's a thought that counts.
Other than that, she liked it.
Okay, here I go. I like it.
I just like the excitement and pure joy on your face every time you take a bite.
Well, because it's an interesting texture because of like the watermelon and like the shredded chicken and everything else. And I enjoy it. I like this. I feel like I would like it on a saltine cracker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which dish did you like better?
Okay, I don't want to draw attention to the fact that she said she loved mine and she liked yours.
They're just different. They're two different things.
I had a feeling she was going to say yours. That's why I asked.
Here's the thing. I feel like I would have the watermelon chicken salad for lunch and I would have the fried rice hot dog for dinner.
Good answer. Good answer.
All right, Alicia.
She looks hesitant. Are you smelling it?
I am smelling. I always smell my food. You got to smell the food before you eat it.
It's very interesting, Lacey.
She doesn't like it.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be that person.
I mean, you already are, so go ahead. What do you not like about it?
No. So, like, ironically, I followed y'all because you had food. And I don't like hot dogs. Ironically, I also hate watermelon.
And why did you put yourself in this situation?
Very picky, apparently.
I'm glad that you're married because I wouldn't put up with that crap. So, good job, Jordan.
No, but it's good.
What else do you not like? You're so weird.
Thank you very much. I don't know. I think just ironically, y'all picked the two foods that I don't like.
Okay, well, thank you for inviting yourself to come in.
You're welcome.
We look forward to hearing your podcast.
No, but it's so good. The food is delicious.
Okay, so on cloud nine... Wine
on cloud wine. Wine
coming
on
soon.
Cloud wine
coming soon to a podcast
world near you. Here I'll make it up to both of y'all since you let me come steal the food that you know I usually don't eat. I will when we have a wine tasting or something. I'll bring both of you in for free wine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yay.
That'll work.
Yes.
And I thought trash it.
I thought you were going to offer us some of Jordan's food, and I was going to say, no, I want something home cooked from you.
No, Jordan will totally cook you dinner anytime.
Alicia will bring you some ramen noodles.
And one more question. Yeah. Is channel surfing dead or no. Are you going to keep up channel surfing too?
No, keeping up channel surfing. It's just on a mid-season break.
Okay.
Right now.
Sounds good.
Because of, I'm busy. But
with On Cloud Wine.
It's not dead. No.
Well, thank you both for coming in. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you.
Very picky Alicia.
Yes.
With her judgmental opinions and stuff.
Well, I learned from you, Lacey.
I mean, I really don't care, but there's that.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Amy, for the food.
Thank you for the food.
I think that that was more of a success than I anticipated.
Yeah, it's all right.
I thought it was going to be yucky, and it's not. I applaud you for your creativity and for feeding your family.
Of course. Thank you all so much. Feel free to feed me whenever.